You are listening to the Experimental Radio Lab by students from the École Supérieure d'Art, Dunkirk Tourcoing. Today, we have a selection of 4 or 5 tracks that explore different listening approaches, field recording practices, textures of voice, and contemporary art research concepts. First up is a work called Hear the Smell by Xuanyu, Zhao Tong, and Zhao Yiwei. This work presents a unique auditory journey through the sounds of various foods being chewed, everyday sounds we often overlook like the crunch of a cracker, the softness of bread, and the crispness of an apple. These are layered, extended, and transformed into a purely sonic experience. These sounds are intricately woven together, creating a textured soundscape that gradually deepens, immersing the listener in a world filled with rhythm and emotion. It is not only a re-examination of sound, but also an exploration of the familiar and unfamiliar, inviting listeners to experience the texture and power of sound through their ears alone.
Hello everyone.
I am Xiaoyue.
I am Xiaotong.
I am Xuanyu.
Welcome to an immersive journey exploring the sound of everyday life. Reimagine. In this piece, we go into the neglective rhythm and the texture of chewing. Yes, the familiar crunching of a cookie, the soft press of bread, the crisp clip of an apple.
Each sound is carefully layered, stretched, and transformed to create a rich effect that will be followed by a hungry adventurer who will take you into a fantastical forest.
So sit back, close your eyes, and allow yourself to be transported into this role. Rhythmic exploration of sound, where the ordinary becomes uncanny and every bite tells a story. Mm-hmm.
Zero for his nephew's new get to go.
Say, inner sister, meeting now from my club.
Watch this with me. These drops actually good. I saw you all on that. Smile on soul. Have this word.
Say, news for Earth, Captain.
Not for that she roll scare game serve.
Say. Thank you.
Here in the lobby area.
Next up, we have a piece called Net Sound by Sofian, Antoine, Ellie, Anselm, and Rafik. The origin of this work starts with the students talking about an old performance of Antoine's. The net is a performative device that takes the form of a collective game where language is woven. This yellow net extends like a narrow strip of about 50 cm wide by 3 meters long, inviting participants to enter into dialogue with it and with each other. The fishing net that Antoine crafted is made for performance. It was about taking a fishing net and saying words to create a narration. Each participant is invited to place their hands on the net. The goal is simple in appearance: to get out of the net together. To progress. Each person takes turns saying a word or a fragment of a sentence, inspired by the immediate environment, by the material of the net, or by the associations of ideas that it arouses. Each word spoken is equivalent to a step, a knot crossed, a collective approach towards the edge of the net. During the performance, each word had to resonate with the next one. We can take all the time we need to find a word who can resonate with the previous word. The performance lasted 20 minutes. When finally, we all access the end of the path of knot and we stop saying words. This sound is a combination of report, documentation, and narration. There is no visual documentation of the performance, only the artwork that indicates the existence of the net. At the beginning of the podcast, you can hear the note of intent in the sound, as well as the recording of the performance with the net.
This performative device takes the form of a collective game where language is woven, both literally and symbolically, around an old fishing net washed ashore on the breakwater dike. This yellow net, stretching as a narrow strip approximately 50 centimeters wide and 3 meters long, invites participants to engage in dialogue with it and with one another. Each participant is invited to place a hand on the net, anchoring their body to this object marked by time and space. The objective is deceptively simple: to collectively exit the net. However, achieving this requires synchronization, where language and movement intertwine. To advance, each participant, in turn, utters a word or a fragment of a sentence inspired by the immediate surroundings, the texture of the net, or the associations it evokes. Each word spoken corresponds to a step, a knot crossed, a collective progression toward the edge of the net. This protocol generates a poetic tension between constraint and freedom. The words recorded in the language chosen by each participant are captured to form a sound archive. Thus emerges a polyphonic repertoire, an emergent language born from the net, which simultaneously acts as both a structure and a catalyst for verbal expression. In essence, the net serves as a metonymy for language itself, an interwoven matrix, a framework that paces and shapes exchanges. The participants, physically and symbolically connected by this object, create a ritualized form of communication where each word resonates as a collective gesture. This device also echoes the practices of Donna Haraway, who used the metaphor of thread and yarn to unravel the intricate fabric of her ideas. Here, the net functions as a performative and reflective tool, oscillating between a space of constraint and a site of creation, a medium that unfolds the potentialities of language and bodies in a shared dynamic.
L'enfance des chaînes.
Grandir.
Maison bleue.
Volet.
Pastis.
Entre deux.
Léguéa.
Marathon.
Out of breath.
Utopie.
Rencontre.
Présence.
Each participant is invited to place a hand on the net.
À quoi?
Fermement.
J'admets être baigné.
Anchoring their body to this object marked by time and space.
Un pas de côté.
The objective is deceptively simple.
Méditation.
To collectively exit the net.
La Laïja.
Rétribution.
However, achieving this requires synchronization.
Constat d'apocalypse.
Survivre.
To collectively exit the net.
Se
However, achieving this requires synchronization. Synchronization.
Partiellement échoué.
Synchronization.
Sur la mer esselée.
To collectively exit the net.
Archaïque.
Feu de bois.
Thus emerges a polyphonic repertoire, an emergent language born from the net.
Crispation.
Wisdom of clouds.
In essence, the net serves as a metonymy for language itself. An interwoven matrix, a framework that paces and shapes exchanges. The participants, physically and symbolically connected by this object, create a ritualized form of communication where each word resonates as a collective gesture.
Filet de pêche.
A medium that unfolds the potentialities of language and bodies.
Periodé.
In a shared dynamic.
Bahar Tufan. Des macareux.
In a shared dynamic. In a shared dynamic. In a shared dynamic.
Cadavre esquis.
Vivre ensemble.
Thousand Sunny. Emporter.
Que reste-t-il ?
Superflu.
Lame émoussée. Vieillir.
Dans un excès d'incandescence.
Voir le temps.
Pétrification.
L'âme d'un robot.
Récit de science-fiction.
Contre
souvent.
Les jardins suspendus.
Next up is Museum Sounds by Lisa and Leah. In this work, they invite listeners to wander through the exhibition rooms, overhearing different voices of random art lovers. We hear different parties present, the museum workers, the guides, the people, and a child. We are witnessing their reactions to contact with classical art. Field recording is guided by abstract and minimalist music element to help our listeners mind wander through the corridors with us. Some of the auditory spaces recorded include the Musée Palais des Beaux-Arts Lille, the Musée Jacques Mart et d'Art, Paris, Cole Zion et Baguese exhibition, and the Musée Palais des Beaux-Arts Lille, Raphael exhibition.
Those rooms were not made to the meaning of the
Tu pourrais passer une heure sur un seul tableau, hein. C'est ça, hein. À tout détailler. À...
Ouais, le sourire aussi.
Parce que là, il fait très jeune quand même, le garçon. Moi, j'ai très d'adolescence, des grosses lèvres.
Les grosses lèvres, c'est très typique de l'adolescence.
Oui, grosses lèvres. Très large.
Ah bon, hein. Pas ça,
il a l'air un peu gonflé. Oh, si, si, si. Nos élèves, ils sont encore comme ça souvent.
Parce que le dragon au Moyen-Âge était considéré avant tout comme sorti. C'est comme ici, ce sont deux autres saints qui font Saint-Georges. Alors que là, on n'a pas pu identifier, on ne sait pas de quel saint exactement de la famille il s'agit.
Next up is a wacky and imaginative piece by Frederick, Marie Lou, Hugo, Safae, and Sam titled Three Ducks and Four Lullabies. In this work they go through the motions of creating a classical contemporary radio show, though situated in medieval times. Join along with them on the muddy roads of an alternate universe. Many thanks to the instrument Arium at the Dunkirk Conservatory for access to their instruments, which helped form some of the sounds you hear.
Hi, welcome to Isa on Air. The following podcast presented to you is a work of fiction and entirely imaginative. No house has been harmed and no one executed through the making of this episode. Stay hooked and listening.
Oh, hold your wish, lassie. We'll be there soon.
Mom, it's been so long. When are we gonna get there? It's been hours.
It's not been that long. Shut it, Louis. Here, put on the radio for you. That'll keep you entertained.
Don't forget the kitchen tomorrow on Wednesday on the main plaza by 10 in the morning, as a word from the executioner himself.
I'm just a regular man. I don't have much anything else to add. I like walking in the woods during the weekends with my wife and kids. My entire life is not just executions. I'm actually a blast.
Thank you to a better executioner. See you on Wednesday morning. Up next, I'll pass the orb microphone to a friend over at the weather department. Tell us, Marianne, always looking for the week.
God, they're everywhere. God, help us all. It's a catastrophe. We're being outnumbered. Run, run, for your lives. The rats are everywhere. Run.
Cut. Quick. Just fucking Paris is lost to the rats, I guess. God bless. Cut to the roads update. Go on, do it. Go on, do it.
Dragon slayers uncover a new breed of dragons, the Harfenschlag. A remarkable discovery has surfaced a previously unknown species with unique traits that defies expectations with its cold fire. This majestic creature, with shimmering scales in shades of silver, blends the power of fire with the chill of ice, breathing a rare, ethereal frost flame that freezes everything in its path while emitting an eerie blue glow. The Harfenschlag dragon's wings span over 30 feet, allowing it to glide effortlessly through the frigid mountain skies. Their claws can cut through both ice and stones, leaving trails of crystals in their wake. Not to forget that their eggs are fuel, power, and nutritious for a healthy second sunrise feast. Also perfect for making frost cream, a mythical delicious twist for your dessert cravings.
Hey, And now, just a quick commercial break.
What's the smell? Something so warm and rich and familiar.
The Bergus Marwal, edgy, fallen in oak hoops and kept in the dumb cave of Berg under fortification, air to bring back Chechtun memory and enchant you. The Bergus Marwal is available at the Witch Cave, the Old Horse, and the Troll Highway.
New bread deal.
Awesome!
Made with 20% less soil, this heavenly loaf is brought to you for the winter times with even more minerals. With salt from Kutkerk, local and yummy. Better for your health. Switch now to bread with 20% less soil.
Awesome!
We'll send your enemies 2,000 miles away.
Damn, that's far.
Our house, you idiots.
New Trebuchet 5000 model guarantees to send your various projectiles precisely to where you aimed it. Thus, learn to aim before you purchase and use one of these beauties, for they are not to blame for your clumsy guesses.
Hear, hear, peasant! Our so lovely king is actively searching for strapping young men. Disclaimer that pleasance is required and shall not be paid. Thou shalt find thy person by the castle gate at sundown. Beware of werewolves and all the beastly fiends along the way. Thy lack of accountancy by the king's request shall result in the total seizing of thy wheat stacks. For war and glory to our bright nation!
Welcome offer.
Incredible!
New brewed beer coming from far, far away. Get to the Zwartny AB in Gulbium. A barrel offer by 3 barrels gets a wheat branch for free.
Searching for entertainment? Call me, the code jester. We'll bring my mandolin to all of your event. I know more than 3 songs and jingle, including one by heart. Disclaimer, children crying because of the clown makeup is not to the jester's fault and will be tasked to leave the premise of the show. Must go on.
Welcome back, everyone. Now that's done, we'll broadcast a quick glimpse into the Gobs' new release. Right after, an unusual interview with guest Robin Hood. Stay hooked and listening.
Oh,
Today we have the aforementioned very special guest joining us, Robin Hood.
Yes, Robin Hood. Robin has spent years helping individuals in their economic issues and promoting the redistribution of wealth and resources. Now with us, not now. Is he coming then? Still right? Good. He'll be here shortly. In the meantime, there you are.
Hello,
welcome, Mr. Hood. Just Robin.
Yeah,
Robin.
Yeah. Hood is good. Robin is good.
All right, then let's dive in. Tell us about what sets you apart from traditional community investment funds.
That's Robin Hood.
Oh, don't say that. These poor, honest folks. Look at their material and equipment. Don't take things so lightly.
But, Mom.
Thank you for your attention. This podcast has been presented to you by Leïs Frédéric, Snidarzik Marilou, Dunada Hugo, Ibenjelal Safa, and Hiest Sam. On top of that, we would like to thank some people that helped us through the making of this fiction, namely Bruno.Ose on freesound.org for the carriage ambient sound, Julien Moyon, school and music coordinator at the Conservatory of Dunkirk for the music and sound effects, and finally, Dylan Coleman for small interventions through voice sound effects. Thank you a lot.
And here is a dream reading by the student Camille. Do you also dream of flying?
Flying. Last night I had a dream. I arrived at its school, but not a normal one. It looked like an old Greek palace with tall white columns and a big stone courtyard. The light was soft and golden, like in a movie. I soon realized it wasn't a regular school. It was a school to learn how to fly. The lesson started, and somehow I understood it right away. I jumped once, and suddenly I was flying. At first, I felt a bit scared because I didn't really know what I was doing. But little by little, I started to enjoy it. I floated above the courtyard, light as air. Then I saw the sun going down, and I had this idea. I wanted to see what it looked like above the clouds. So I flew higher and higher until I reached a sea of clouds. They were pink and orange, with soft shadows that made them look like cotton. The sky around was full of colors, pink, orange, blue, and a little bit of purple. It was magical. And then I wondered, can I land on the clouds? I tried, and I bounced, just like on a trampoline. I was so happy. I started jumping from one cloud to another. I felt like it was flying and dreaming at the same time. Everything was soft, everything was light. It felt like freedom.
This next sound project was an experimentation with the sound of words by Martin. Ma-L, X-A-E-L, Clotilde, Carly and Mimosa. They focused on how language can be transformed from one to another using Google Translate S-Voice. They tried to see where translations could lead them. Google Translate isn't always accurate, so they were left with some pretty crazy translations. One sentence losing all of its meaning when translated to another language. Sometimes words that didn't even make sense. Sometimes just the sound of the letters. They followed a protocol. All using their phones. Sitting next to a computer and a keyboard. They started with simple sentences from French or English and translated them to some other language and then back to French or English. And so on. Until they were left with a weird yet poetic sound. In this project, you can hear them elaborating the protocol and trying out things such as vocoder or live music. This journey led them to a music with computer-like sounds and lyrics that came from Google Translate.
Ah, no, it's a different one.
Okay, okay.
So either we use like a synth,
okay.
Either we go on the vocoder.
Okay. Is it working?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. It's the same conversation. The same conversation works well. It works well. It's a conversation. Everyone does. Good morning. And conversation. About conversation.
Okay.
Who?
Okay.
Who? 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 Who?
الحديث البوب الجيد في نفس الحديث يعمل بشكل جيد ولكن ما يعمل بشكل جيد هو الحديث وله يفعل البوب الجيد.
7 minutes left. Seven.
Okay.
Yn yr un hadith yn gweithio'n dda, ond yr hyn sy'n gweithio'n dda yw hadith a diw yn gwneud pop da neu pop drwg neu hadith.
Take it and translate
in Arabic.
Yeah.
Ah.
Google fired you. Google fired you. Google fired you. But what works well is the talk, and God makes the good pop or bad or talk. Google fired you. 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 Google fired you.
Do you like Google Traduction?
Google fired
you. No!
Okay, Mel.
Do you like Google Traduction?
Do you want to? Do you want to play keys?
Yeah.
And then because you can speak in the mic.
Okay.
So.
Good pop has the same talk. Good pop in the same talk works well. But what works well is the talk. And God makes the good pop bad talk.
Like this.
Pop has the same talk. Good pop in the same talk like works well. But what works well is the talk. And God makes the good pop or bad or talk.
Otherwise, just a normal synth. And if you go. So there's only this one that works. Because it doesn't work if you don't speak.
Good pop in the same talk works well. But what works well is the talk. And God makes the good pop and bad or talk.
Do it with me?
Good.
Okay, wait,
here,
wait.
Here. Yeah, you can do it.
Oh, wait, here. Yeah, of course. Okay.
Good pop has the same talk.
You need to press them, all of them. You can change it to be long.
Good pop as the same dog, good pop.
Google fired you. Google fired you.
You can talk closer.
Yes, but it's good.
Okay, okay. Again? Without the mic?
Yeah.
No mic?
No.
And we just do a normal synth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Again?
Yes, again. Okay, so yeah, I think it's good.
Okay, but good.
Pop as it, no, wait. Okay, let's do it just for us.
Yeah, maybe because the tempo
is moving. Yeah.
We can.
What'd you say? You wanna without any music behind?
No. Yes. Okay. It's just music, but maybe us. To
another try. Melody.
Yes.
Maybe. Okay.
But then maybe
a reason.
I think the reason is like is good with.
But I think you can do it without the mic.
Yeah.
And we just do a random set.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you can start singing and I will.
Follow, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Good pop has the same talk. Good pop in the same talk works well. But what works well is the talk. And God makes the good pop or bad or talk. God makes the good pop or bad or talk. God good pop has the same talk. Good pop in the same talk works well. But what works well is the talk. And God
makes the good
pop or bad
or talk.
Good pop
has the same
good pop.
Talk good pop
well, but that works. Good pop has the same talk. Good pop in the same talk works well. But what works well is a talk. And God makes the good pop or bad or talk.
God, good pop.
Good pop.
The same word. But what works
has the same.
This has been the Experimental Radio Lab. All the works heard today were made by students from the École Supérieure d'Art Dunkerque and Tourcoing. Thanks for listening. Have a nice summer.